almost live. It's the Gong.
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
Welcome to the podcast, people. Let me tell you, these are the dog days of podcasting. I'm currently just neck deep into my academic semester. I'm actually two semesters away, including this one, from getting my master's degree in mental health counseling. And this is really the semester for me. I've got, you know, comprehensive examinations and internship hours and all kinds of stuff going on. So it's a miracle that I'm even attempting to put anything up on the podcast. But as I described last week with the creative work economy experiment, one of the things that I was determined to do this semester is just not let my creative projects just disappear on me. And in order to do that, I had this idea, as I mentioned before, that I would sort of pit my distractotainment, social media, Netflix, goofing around on video screens, essentially pit that against my creative work. And so make it, you know, make myself have to earn time for distraction. And the general gist was just basically I need to work on my creative projects for an hour in order to earn a half an hour of time to just fuck around on Facebook or whatever else that I tend to do. And so now I'm a couple weeks into this experiment. It's been interesting. And I mean, the first thing is once the semester starts, you know, I don't really have that much time to screw around on social media or watch TV or anything anyway. But I definitely tend to want to do those things when I'm winding down after, you know, reading some boring ass textbook for 3 hours. And I just don't have that option now unless I've also done this creative work. So, you know, it's helped. So it has forced me to do a little bit of creative work every day. It's just, you know, it's not going to amount to much, but at least it keeps the fires burning a little bit. So on the podcasting front, it's just, you know, today's Friday when I'm recording this. So, you know, I have to do work on my podcast for at least an hour, whether that's recording something or producing it or whatever. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm basically just trying to earn, 30 minutes of fuck around time later by recording something on this podcast. But, you know, even though maybe it doesn't lead to the best quality episode or whatever you want to call it, at least I'm doing it. So I got podcasting as one of my creative projects. Creating music is another one. And, gosh, honestly, I haven't picked up my guitar, I don't think, since this semester started. But the musical project I've been working on is going through my song idea archives, which extend back, basically, you got from 1997 to present. So you have 18 years of song ideas. And you have 18 years of technology, which is one of the interesting things. So you're going back to these like handheld cassette recorders, and just absolute garbage quality all the way up through, you know, having your little iPhone or iPod song recorders or, you know, actual digital 8-track machines like the one I'm using for the podcast. So it's been amusing to go back through the years and hear some of the things that I thought were worthy of putting on tape. And one of the things that, you know, I just had to laugh is it was clear that as I'm recording all these song ideas that I, you know, intended to listen to them again someday and then develop the song idea maybe. But I accumulated just hundreds and hundreds of these things. It's just so hard to go through. So that's my current project. But I get a chance to listen to basically me talking to myself from like 15 years ago and, you know, acting like a jackass. I mean, some of the stuff is just cracking me up listening to some of the goofy shit that I was doing. And there's a few gems buried in there, things, you know, I never did anything with that would be interesting to go back from the perspective of today, take a song idea from, 10, 15 years ago that it just sort of died on the vine and bring it to fruition now. So, here's an example. Here's something that I did called In My Room, and it's just this little harmony thing that I think I can do something with now, so check it out.
All right, just try it this way.
So yeah, I think that you know something that I can play with and maybe develop into a song idea. Other things that have been interesting are just, like I said, just the random things that I would record. Sometimes I would record myself high or eating a burrito at a restaurant. A lot of stuff is me walking around Chapel Hill, North Carolina, or Carrboro, North Carolina. I would carry this little cassette recorder thing around with me, and you could hear leaves crunching under my feet as I'm babbling incoherently into the song recorder and trying to convey different ideas with, sort of beatboxing, and some of it's just crazy. Some of my best songs actually were conceived this way, with just me throwing the idea onto a handheld cassette recorder, just using my voice, and then running home and somehow figuring out what to do. One of the amusing things I'll share with you now is this: what is one of my original song recorders actually dying while I was in the process of recording a song idea? So I'm trying to get this idea down, and I had just put new batteries in the thing, and it just basically shit the bed on me right then and there. And I must have moved on to some better technology. So here's a little clip of that recorder dying.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Why isn't this recording properly, motherfucker? I don't want to waste away so many years. I want to take a day, but I don't want to Alright, there's definitely something wrong with this circle. It's not picking things up right. Alright, what seems to be the problem with this thingy wingy wingy?
La 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 la.
Why won't this freaking thing work? Alright, for some reason this freaking tape recorder has worked for fucking years, and it's got brand new batteries in it, and it ain't working, so I don't know what to do about it. I guess I have to declare it dead.
So yeah, anyway, that's been my musical project. And it's been fun, but like I said, I'm putting in like 30 minutes here, an hour here a week, and not really making a ton of progress on that. But, you know, it's better than the alternative, which I assumed would happen as soon as my semester started, which was all creative projects would just be pushed to the back burner and I would do nothing on them till Christmas break. So at least I'm keeping things alive. My other project besides podcasting and musical creating is writing. And I posted a couple things on the blog since I started this creative work economy, or at least one little clip, little snippet from a writing project. And again, you know, you're just doing it here and there 20 minutes, but at least it's something. And so this is a big idea I had for a novel that, you know, I've been writing forever, mostly not writing. And what inevitably happens is I'll just stop doing it for a year or two, and then it's really difficult to get back into it. So if nothing else, you know, I'm treading water here so that when I do have a little bit of time, I can make some real progress. But I'm going to keep trying to make little baby steps of progress on all three of those, and we'll see where it goes. I did get my studio headphones back. I mentioned an episode or two ago that my house was burglarized and some of my studio equipment was stolen. And I was able to get some of it back, including the headphones that I'm wearing now. And I was happy about that. I got most of the stuff back, just a few little adapters and a few things I didn't get back. So I'm glad that whole ordeal is over. But anyway, things have been busy. Unfortunately, I don't have any great, amazing new songs or covers that I can pull out and throw in there. I'm just doing my best to keep this thing alive, to try to throw an episode up at least every 2 weeks, just to keep it going. And different weeks, I guess I'll have more time than others, but I've been super busy this week. We have work being done on our house and all kinds of stuff due at school, so I'll have to sign off for now with a, you know, woefully inadequate podcast episode. But here's one last thing I found in the Song Idea Archives that is, I don't know, more. It's more or less kind of a complete idea, just me on the acoustic and into some sort of handheld device from years and years ago. But I think I can revamp this into a decent recording if I were to sort of redo it on my modern equipment. So anyway, here's one last thing. Everyone, have a great week or two, and I'll check in with you later. Bye.
Must look like a bullseye with this monkey on my back. Monkey on my back. You would not believe the shit that's running. Monkey on my back, monkey.